With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Countries worldwide are rushing to finalize trade frameworks with the U.S. as President Trump's deadline for new tariffs approaches. The president's agreed to a 90-day negotiation period with Mexico, keeping a 25% tariff in place. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says the 90-day negotiating period does not mean Mexico is avoiding tariffs for now.
Mexico is still paying tariffs. They're paying a 25% tariff on fentanyl, 25% tariff on cars, a 50% tariff on steel, aluminum, and copper. And additionally, Mexico has agreed to immediately terminate its non-tariff trade barrier.
The White House says Hillary Clinton approved the Russia hoax. Spokesperson Karoline Leavitt referring to the recently declassified documents from the Russia investigation. She says the FBI and the CIA were weaponized against then-candidate and now President Trump. She says that the president wants to see justice served, and she hopes more news outlets will cover the story. A bumpy Delta flight out of Salt Lake City causes injuries and distress for passengers before the jet made a safe, unscheduled landing.
Delta Airlines says 25 people were taken to hospitals after a flight from Salt Lake City to Amsterdam hit turbulence Wednesday night. The plane was diverted to Minneapolis-St. Paul. Passenger Leanne Clement Nash told ABC News they had started dinner service when the plane jolted up in the air and then fell steeply, rendering them weightless for a few moments. She said liquid rose out of drink cups, service carts were tossed around, and people who weren't wearing a seatbelt hit the ceiling and then fell back down. Nash and her husband praised the calm and professionalism of the Delta flight attendants during the incident. I'm Jennifer King.
Southern California's Inland Empire experiencing the aftermath of a 4.3 magnitude earthquake. U.S. Geological Survey said the quake happened around 9:30 in the morning, the epicenter about 4 miles outside Rialto. Residents of San Diego and Ridgecrest say they felt it. This is SRN News. Christian countries are on the wane, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
According to the Pew Research Center, Christian nations, defined as those where a majority of people identify as Christians, make up 120 of the 201 countries and territories on Earth. But that's down from 124 in 2010. The four countries that fell out of the majority Christian ranks over the past 15 years are the United Kingdom, France, Australia, and Uruguay. Elsewhere, the ranks of the religiously unaffiliated are growing. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A group of more than 20 states is suing the Trump administration over efforts to cut Medicaid payments to Planned Parenthood. The lawsuit challenges part of President Trump's budget bill that cuts reimbursements to major providers of abortions. The states argue that the provision's language is unclear about which organization it applies to. They also say they think it violates free speech. This is SRN News. Majority Leader John Thune says he's considering using an extended recess to allow the president to bypass the Senate confirmation process for a backlog of nominees. Bob Agnew reports.
Democrats have done a successful job of holding up confirmations, and now the backlog is so severe, Republican leaders are considering alternatives. Majority Leader Thune has suggested it may be time for a rules change that would make it harder for the minority party now and in future Congresses to delay confirmations. A more short-term solution would be to rely on the president's power to make recess appointments. If he chooses that path, Thune would still need to get 50 Republicans to agree to that recess and convince the House to do the same. Bob Agnew reporting.
Over 100 JCPenney stores are being sold to a private equity firm for more than $900 million. The deal with Onyx consists of 119 stores, including more than 20 in Texas. More details at srnnews.com.